Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
As Father Dan said, my name is Father Stephen Jones, and I am very glad to be here with you all at St. Thomas More this weekend. He also noted that I'm the Director of Stewardship for the Diocese of Jefferson City and St. Thomas More Parish and Newman Center as part of a cohort of parishes transitioning into the stewardship model over the next year. And I was here back, I think, in October, and I told those of you who were here then that I would be back. And so here I am, for better or worse. It's been said that the job of the preacher is twofold. First, to comfort the afflicted. Second, to afflict the comfortable. Comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. And I will tell you, both comfort and affliction are part of the themes of sacred scripture that we've heard today, if we take them seriously. And the themes of comfort and affliction will, I'm sure, be woven throughout this homily. As we gather here this morning to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we do so knowing that we're joining in with generations of Christians throughout history who have done just what we are doing now, gathering together to worship God, to hear the word of God proclaimed, and to rejoice in the presence of Jesus with us, in the gathered community, and in the blessed sacrament of the altar. St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, writing to that newborn church in Corinth, reminds us of the uniqueness of this Hebrew rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth. St. Paul probably wrote 1 Corinthians in the mid-50s AD, so 20-ish or so years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. He was a man who knew personally many of the eyewitnesses to these events, and he himself had encountered in a very real and tangible way the resurrected Lord on the road to Damascus, an encounter which converted him, taking him from being a great persecutor of the church to perhaps its greatest evangelist. And he puts forth in his letter to the Corinthians, in the strongest terms, the fact that this Jesus is not just one teacher among many, not just one healer among many, not just one prophet among many, not just one holy man among many. No. As we hear today, he is the incorruptible one who has clothed himself in our humanity. And through his act of love and self-sacrifice on the cross, has won victory over death, taking away death's eternal sting. Now this truth, brothers and sisters, is something which should be so important to us, especially when it comes to the spirituality of Christian stewardship. Why is this? Well, if Jesus is indeed the Word made flesh, if he is indeed the incarnate one who came to bring us salvation, to unite his divinity with our humanity, claiming victory over death itself, thus solidifying God's great act and gift of salvation, then that must mean something to us. And it must affect how we live our lives here and now. Now, those of you who perhaps were here in October when I was here the first time or were paying attention back then, I know that always happens, right? May remember me telling you that stewardship really isn't about money. In fact, the money part of it is pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to stewardship. But instead, stewardship is really about responding to the invitation which Jesus issues to all of us each and every day of our lives. The invitation, follow me. Follow me. And so how do we respond to that invitation, that call? What does it mean to follow him? Well, quite simply, it means placing him at the hub, that is, the center of the wheel of our lives, and ordering all the other good things of our lives, things like families and hobbies and jobs and activities and relationships and time and talent and treasure around him, so that they take their proper place in perspective to the one who is at the center, the one who anchors the wheel together, Jesus himself. Now that's important, not just for our own personal spiritual journeys, but also for the health and well-being of the church. You see, to live a life of stewardship, a life of following him, means that we can't just sit in the pew, or the chair in your case, and receive. We have to be willing to get involved. We have to be willing to give of ourselves. We have to be willing to be God's messengers in the world, sharing the good news of his Son. Now, that doesn't mean we have to preach from the street corners. We Catholics aren't very good at that. But it does mean that we have to be active, especially by actively inviting others to a deeper level of discipleship and service to the Lord. Which brings me to that comfort and affliction part of the homily I was talking about a minute ago. We'll start with the affliction first. It's always good to get that out of the way. We all know how difficult the last few years have been. Mass attendance is down, participation is down, the communal life of parishes is down. We have tumultuous politics, both domestically and internationally, social unrest, and a culture which is moving further and further away from its Christian roots. And all of these things have negatively affected parishes all over the world. And whether we want to recognize it or not, they've affected this parish too. Now, since I work at the diocese, I have access to all kinds of numbers and data and stuff like that. And I took the liberty of looking up the October count numbers for St. Thomas More Parish and Newman Center. It's that means by which we gauge the average attendance at any given parish throughout the year. In 2016, the average attendance here was 1,688 people on a weekend. In 2021, it was 983, a 42% drop over the course of 6 years. And I tell you all this with great charity and love, but this is indeed the affliction part of the homily. Now I know that this parish, serving a Newman Center as well, is going to result in fluctuations in attendance as a given. However, we can't escape the fact that some 42% of the folks who once came to Mass here are, for whatever reason, not doing so any longer. And that is something which should indeed afflict us a little bit. And that's okay. Because affliction can lead to recognition. Recognition leads to change. And change lead to healing and growth. So how do we deal with this affliction? Well, the primary answer is this. It can't just be the clergy. It can't be Father Dan or Father Paul or the deacons or even the professional lay ministers in this parish. It must also be you. That's what living as a steward ultimately is. And what I want to remind all of us about today, you are part of Christ's body. So you are called to proclaim Jesus with your lives. You are called to invite your fellow parishioners back to Mass. You are called to encourage those who have fallen away to return. You are called to continue to grow and strengthen this parish. You are called to be a positive witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the parish and in the world. You are called to be the ministers sent to reclaim the 42%. Make no mistake about it. Despite the challenges, you all are truly blessed. I mean, this is a great parish and a great community. And being a steward means receiving the blessings we got from God gratefully, cultivating them responsibly, and then sharing them sacrificially. And that's where the words of comfort come in. Because we can never have just affliction when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is great comfort in the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to us, that we might be united with him. There is great comfort in the fact that all of us, you and me, are called by Jesus to something more in our individual lives and in the life of this parish. There is great comfort in the fact that while there are challenges before all of us, we also have great opportunities. And so I say to you now, brothers and sisters, now is the time of your greatest opportunity. Will you continue to invite others to greater participation in the life of the parish? Will you invite them back to Mass? Will you, who are already here and participate, encourage one another to a deeper discipleship and growth? In other words, will you take the blessings already present here and cultivate them, grow them, and then share them sacrificially? That's the calling. That's the opportunity. That's the challenge and the blessing which is before St. Thomas More Parish and Newman Center in Columbia, Missouri. How you respond to it will continue to set the course for your future and the future of the parish. I'm pretty sure I know how the Lord Jesus would want you to respond. But the choice is up to you. God bless you all today.